From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Over the past decade, the murder rate across the country has declined, but some cities are experiencing an upsurge in homicides. Police and community leaders in those cities are scratching their heads, trying to understand why. We begin with this report from NPR's Philip Martin on the latest homicides in Boston, where murder is on the rise.
For some time now, Boston officials have been trying to figure out what went wrong. How could a city once showcased as the so-called Boston Miracle for its success in reducing homicides now be experiencing a surge in murders? The latest was the execution-style slaying this week of four young men in a basement music studio. The four, two white and two black, were members of a local rap group called Graveside. Their deaths brought the number of killings in Boston to more than 70, a 10-year high. No arrests had been made, and police had refused to discuss a motive for the first quadruple murder in 10 years. Dan Coleman commands Boston's homicide unit.
The victims in this incident have no known relationship to any specific neighborhoods within the city of Boston, nor is there any information that there's gang activity involved in this incident at this time.
These latest killings have shocked that city of 600,000. Police say there's no single reason for the spike in youth homicides. Rather, they cite a range of factors, from the slashings of federal funds for neighborhood policing to an explosion of firearms on the streets. And Boston Police Superintendent Paul Joyce adds,
"We're going through a 20% increase of our juvenile population, and we have a large number of offenders returning from incarceration back into our neighborhoods."
And some suggest yet another factor for Boston's creeping murder rate, the failure to fully integrate second and third generation immigrants into long-entrenched black and white communities. Nearly half of the murders last year were committed by young people of Cape Verdean descent. Police say it's part of a pattern of retaliatory shootings involving members of the Cape Verdean community going back to at least 1995. Cape Verdean police officer Miguel Pires patrols a section of town called Roxbury.
You're seeing a lot of big explosion with the younger Cape Verdeans, anywhere from 15 to 21 years old, fighting amongst each other for turf, from dealing drugs to car thefts to you name it, it's out there.
Many within that Portuguese-speaking African community see the carnage as wildly out of proportion to their 30,000-plus population. Political scientist João Santos says the killings are a stain on their community.
Despite the fact that we have so many kids get into trouble, we have, in the United States here, an incredibly successful, vibrant enterprise and an entrepreneurial community.
And it's not just Cape Verdean kids that get into trouble, says Santos. He points to the social alienation experienced by other immigrant groups as well, such as Salvadorans and Haitians in places like Miami, L.A., and Philadelphia. Boston police say they're not targeting Cape Verdeans, only weeding out potential or actual bad apples. This month, police joined with federal marshals and immigration agents in rounding up people with arrest warrants or immigration violations in neighborhoods with high murder rates. They're hoping this will help stem the violence. Philip Martin, NPR News.